This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's welcome to the program the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bob McDonnell. He joins us on the long line. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Coy. Great to be with you again, and congratulations, Wahoos. What a great victory last weekend.
How about that? Surprising as well. I think they may have even surprised themselves. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them, but who knew they had it in them?
Well, on paper, it was supposed to have been a close game, but boy, what a win, 31-0.
Absolutely. It was amazing. Give us your thoughts. Let's get right to some politics. Your thoughts on the debate last night. I'm sure you watched it.
Well, it must have caused the sky to fall if we had a meteorite hit Africa. No, I thought, you know, both candidates articulated their positions pretty well. You know, I think that the election's going to come down to probably six states, and it's going to come down to 5-10% of the population in six states, and I think that's who the candidates you're trying to talk to now during the course of these debates. I think, and of course I'm a very strong supporter of John McCain, but I think on the issues that Virginians care about, I think John McCain did a good job talking about it. I think Senator Obama has, you know, started talking now about government reforms and spending cuts and reducing taxes. I mean, that almost sounds like he's a Republican, and McCain did a good job last night reminding everybody that that Obama is the most liberal member of the United States Senate. He's got a long history of expanding government and increasing taxes and regulation, and I guess really trying to make sure that there's a contrast. Depending on one's philosophy, they could vote for the candidate that represents their views. Obviously, a lot of focus last night was on the bailout, no matter what everybody wants to call it, rescue plan or whatever. Obviously, it was a bailout that much the American population has some concerns about, and adding to the national debt now to $10 trillion. And there's still a lot of concerns about whether or not it's going to have its intended consequences of stabilizing financial markets and restoring consumer confidence. Certainly hadn't happened yet. So I think, you know, the debate really almost was consumed with the economic issues, perhaps rightfully so, about 15 minutes on foreign policy, where I really do think John McCain shines. The contrast with he and Obama couldn't be any more stark. Obama's never served in the military, has no foreign policy experience, and yet, you know, wants to say he knows better than the commanders on the ground in Iraq about what to do. And obviously McCain, POW, 22-year naval aviator, I think he's got the mettle in tough, dangerous times, particularly with Russia looking at Georgia and Iran being very dangerous, that I think you need a steady hand. And John McCain, I think, showed last night he's a guy that's been there. So I like the way John McCain handled those issues, but Barack Obama is a very a gifted and passionate spokesman for his party, and you know, acquits himself quite well. But when you get on the style of the delivery and just to the things that Virginians care about, I think McCain did great.
It's 15 minutes until 5 o'clock. This is Charlottesville Right Now, and we're talking with Bob McDonnell, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And if you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. 977-1070. Just pick up your phone. It's a local call. I'm sure the Attorney General would enjoy talking with you, and we look forward to hearing from you. What are your thoughts on the strategy of the McCain campaign right now in these last few weeks, which seems to be really taking the fight to Obama head-on? And certainly we see that a lot when Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin of Alaska gets in front of a microphone. Is this really, and of course the New York Times today, for what it's worth, said that this was one of the what are the words they used? Basically, one of the most negative campaigns they had ever seen, the McCain campaign. Is that accurate? Number one, and number two, what do you think McCain needs to do here in the last few weeks, because the polling trends, again, for what that's worth, are showing that Obama is gaining a lead on McCain?
Well, I think that it really is a very competitive race. It's about a dead heat in Virginia. There's a handful of other swing states, as I mentioned, that will determine the outcome. You know, with regard to the New York Times, we all know they are so far left of center and out of the mainstream when it comes to the accuracy of the reporting, and always find ways to disparage a conservative candidate like John McCain, that I don't take much of that with any credibility. You know, look, during the course of a campaign, each side tries to make the contrast with its position with the other side. Obama did it last night, essentially accusing McCain of repeatedly of misrepresenting things and vice versa. So there's always that in virtually every campaign. But I do think it's a fair issue, for instance, of Mr. Obama's associations with Frank Raines, who helped to bring down Fannie and Freddie, with folks that were members of the Weather Underground, and people that have just been convicted of federal crimes in Illinois, and Tony Risco within the last couple of weeks. I think people ought to at least know about those associations and make their own judgment. And with John McCain pointing out that Barack Obama is, in fact, the most liberal member of the United States Senate, which means a voting record proven of higher taxes, more government, more regulation, more government solutions, less private sector solutions. That's a fair issue, and people ought to know, based on their own philosophy, is what do I want to see out of the federal government? And that helps to contrast it. And Obama's doing the same to make his contrast as well. So I don't say that it's the most negative election. Every election has those contrasts, and I think that the rhetoric probably on both sides will sharpen as the as these polls stay very close in about five key states.
My guest is Bob McDonald, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're honored to have him on the program. Let's talk about this meltdown economy and bring it closer to home, how it affects the news that Virginia could be looking at a $2 or $3 billion deficit. Give us an idea of how you, as Attorney General of Virginia, have approached this issue in your office and what it means for the future, because as you run for governor next year, this is certainly going to be one of the big issues.
Well, it is a tough time. It's a tough time for working families from Charlottesville to Fairfax to Virginia Beach. Gas prices are up, stock market and retirement portfolios are down to the point that there is literally fear in many working families. And obviously, government doesn't create any wealth or create any money. It only gets the tax revenues that the people of Virginia send it under the law. And so as families suffer and businesses suffer, then the government revenues are down. And you're correct, Corey. We're looking at a $2 to $3 billion budget deficit next year. I just cut my budget 9.1% last week. That's on top of 5% last year. So we're down about 14%. But it's forcing us to run our office smarter and more effectively, and do so with less people. We have a hiring freeze. I've turned in state vehicles. Ask all of our managers to take a pay cut. I mean, we're doing a lot of things that people are having to do in their private lives. That's what we ought to do. That's what people expect us to do in a tough time. But so what it means also is because people are not going to want to see a tax increase when their own budgets are suffering, we're going to have government reprioritize, fund the core services properly, and other things we're just not going to be able to do. So as individuals sacrifice, so must the government, and that's going to be tough decisions for the governor. He announced some personal cuts in his office today. I applaud him for that. He'll announce more cuts the next few days statewide. I'm just asking, don't cut law enforcement. Everything else, can be discussed, but we cannot compromise public safety. But we ought to find efficiencies everywhere else. So it's not easy, Corey. Everybody's got tough decisions to make. But we're a great state. We are the most business friendly state. We've got a lot of good things going on overall with our general business climate, and we will find ways as Virginians, public and private sector, working together, and we'll get through this.
Bob McDonald is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, when this election is over, I'm curious how soon you start in campaign mode for next year. We were talking earlier in the program that Virginia is looking at electing a new lieutenant governor and an attorney general and governor, new general assembly even, in 2009. Give us a sneak peek, if you can, at what we can expect in the months after this election.
Well, the polls close at 7 o'clock November 4th, so I'll be gearing up about 7:01. I've been doing a couple things over the last couple of years, but honestly, the best thing I can do to be governor of Virginia is to demonstrate to the people that I've been a competent and effective attorney general who is fair and who gets the job done and gets results. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody, Democrat, Republican, Independent, that's what they want out of government. They don't want overused rhetoric. They don't want excuses. They want government that works and at the least amount of tax money so that people can keep more of their money. And I think everybody pretty much wants that. That's what I've tried to do as Attorney General. So I'll be talking a lot about my record of cutting regulations, of revolutionizing our internet safety and seniors laws, of revising our gang laws and the results we've gotten there. But also talking about the challenges that face Virginia. We've got to fix our transportation system. I helped to do it last year until the Supreme Court upended half of our legislation. We've got challenges to fix that. We've got to get more accountability out of our spending for our public education systems. We need better results. We need more discipline. We need more character education and more choices for parents and schools. I think we need to try to get more kids into our great Virginia schools in our higher education system. Like UVA, we need to really combat the drug problem and the gang problems in parts of Virginia. We still haven't done nearly enough there, and obviously we still got challenges making sure we got clean water in some parts of the state. The Chesapeake Bay's got a long way to go. So I'll be talking about all those challenges facing Virginia, Coy, but at the end of the day, I'm going to run on a record of actually getting results, getting stuff done. The many reforms I've helped usher through gives me the credibility to say, look, I can do some more for the good of our citizens in the future. So I'm looking forward to the campaign. The good news is I have no opposition for the nomination for the Republican Party, and Democrats have two, probably three running for governor. So we will be working together, laying out a vision while the other side's fighting with each other. So I'm looking forward to starting at 7:01.
We're talking with Attorney General Bob McDonald. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Floyd is on line, too. Floyd, you're on with Bob McDonald. You go right ahead.
Attorney General, I've got a quick question for you concerning voter registration fraud. There's a lot of activity going on now. I read in the paper today there was 1,000 people that turned in out in California as registered voters, and only 5 of them were legit. There's a lot of that going on in Virginia right now, particularly with respect to registering college students who are out of state. The law, as I read it, is a person that's here for the purpose of getting an education from out of state is not legally entitled to be a voter here. And is that your interpretation?
Well, it's not exactly. No, college students are entitled to register to vote in Virginia according to the same rules of everybody else, and that is they've got to be obviously a current resident and have domiciliary intent, meaning they intend to have domicile here in Virginia, which means a present intent to remain. And so the college student, based on questions asked by the registrar, if they're able to demonstrate that they're going to be domiciled in Virginia, they can register just like anybody else, regardless of what university they're in. And so that's the status of the law now. The State Board of Elections has a standard questionnaire for registrars to use to determine whether that's accurate. When reports or complaints have been made about voter fraud, obviously they're looked into by the local police and the local Commonwealth attorneys. There's been some incidents with certain groups registering people and making false representations. People have been arrested for that already. My job is to give advice to the State Board of Elections about how to enforce that law, and we're doing that. We absolutely cannot tolerate any voter fraud of any kind. It completely upsets your whole system and your trust in your system of democracy, and so we're going to be as firm as we can on all of those things, but ultimately local law enforcement officers are going to be enforcing those laws.
Okay, I talked to the local registrar in the county, and I asked him if I could quote him, and he said I could. He said he knows there's lots of false registrations being done by students who are not qualified, and I said, what are you doing about it? He says, nothing. He said, I only have 4 staff to do it, and there's thousands of students. He says, it's happening at Virginia Tech, it's happening in Northern Virginia, it's happening up in Tidewater.
Well, that's certainly very disturbing. We have we've issued some specific guidance on that to our clients, and they in turn are issuing it to their folks. Now, the enforcement issues are generally, like I said, a matter of local resources, and we obviously trust them to enforce the law. But the law is reasonably clear. There are some factual determinations made as to whether that that student or anybody intends to actually be in Virginia. They have to make sworn representations. If they lie and if they're caught, obviously there are serious felony penalties for making those misrepresentations. So it's not a free ride at all for people registering. But hopefully people are basically being honest in that regard and that there being sufficient checks made. But obviously these reports are very disturbing.
Well, I think they're being falsely informed is the problem by the people that are organizing the voter registration drives. And there is a three-page questionnaire, as you mentioned, but they're not using the three-page questionnaire because they don't have the manpower to do it. If you use a three-page questionnaire, it would eliminate the students who are not here with an intent of being registered here. The one question I asked was, are they eligible for in-state tuition? If you're a resident of this area, you're eligible for in-state tuition. That would be a first question. And where is your driver's license, and do your parents claim you on their income taxes? Those are some of the questions on that form. And those questions are not being asked. And as a result, we're a purple state, and a few thousand votes different could make a difference in our electoral college this year, and those students could be the difference.
No, you're correct. It is a dead heat, which is why you probably see the rush for voter registrations over the last 90 days, particularly the last couple of weeks. And I without breaching confidences, I can tell you that we have reports. Some of those have been turned over to local officials to investigate. There have been some of these I know have been invalidated, and hopefully the registrars are doing their job correctly. Obviously, we continue to look for ways to improve the integrity of our voter system. Having been through a recount myself, I know that it's basically a good, decent, honest system in Virginia. We do it as well as anybody. But if there's fraud, we'll find ways to root that out. And I appreciate your information.
Absolutely. Floyd, thank you so much for the call. And thank you as well to Bob McDonnell, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We always look forward to talking with him. And we'll look forward to talking to you again, I guess, right after the election.
Well, great, Coy. Appreciate the opportunity to be on to speak to your residents in Central Virginia every month, and I'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.